Hey, welcome. Thank you all so much for joining for today's webinar, Navigating Aviation with Precision, Unlocking Insights Through Eye Tracking Technology. My name is Ashley McManus. I'm the Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. I just wanted to give some brief context as people are arriving and our presenter is going to talk more in depth about this. SmartEye's mission is to revolutionize human-machine interaction, and we are at the forefront of enhancing safety and efficiency in aviation. So what I'd love for today's presentation to convey is that this technology is being used today. The case studies that we will discuss both in this presentation and in our new aviation ebook, which I hope you will check out, break down how eye tracking can be used in everything from pilot training to cockpit design and many more use cases in between. So similar to the interior sensing use of our tech in the automotive space in improving road safety, we're also looking to do the same thing in the skies. I hope today's event will inspire some ways eye tracking can be integrated into your tech wherever you fall in the spectrum in the aviation ecosystem. So with all of that being said, I am thrilled to host our expert speaker today, our own Ulf Lilberg, Sales Director of SmartEye's Research Instruments Division, who will give a more comprehensive introduction of himself, SmartEye, and the wide-ranging applications of eye tracking in aviation, and I will see you at the end. So Ulf, take it away.
Thank you very much, Ashley. And welcome also from my side. I'm very happy to see that we have many participants today. I think it's great, and we have the opportunity today to show you what has happened in the aviation industry when it comes to the use of eye trackers. We've been part of this activities for many years, and we've had some recent developments which are quite interesting, and we wanted to share what we've learned so far with you. That's why we're here today, basically. So my name is Ulf Lofberg. I am a sales director at SmartEye in Sweden. I've been with the company for 7 years, and I started working within also the aviation part at that time. So I've seen a little bit going on in the aviation industry. So SmartEye is all about human insight AI technology. We build systems that help researchers to detect human behavior when acting in different environments. Today, I'll talk about the advances made in aviation safety when deploying head and eye trackers. So we will kick off with a quick look at the company, the basics of head and eye tracking. Then I will share our experience gained in the many different aviation projects that we've been part of over the years. And we'll talk about how technology can help and enhance safety and touch topics like pilot training, HMI design, air traffic control operations. So some hard facts to start with. SmartEye was founded in 1999. And now, after 23 years, we are more than 300 employees. The company is listed on the Nasdaq First North in Stockholm. And we have a global presence with offices in North America, Europe, Africa, and Asia Pacific. We produce software and hardware products used for the detection of human behavior. Our vision is to bridge the gap between humans and machines. And we are working towards this vision in different ways through several business units. So after the acquisitions of Affectiva and iMotions, SmartEye is built on 5 business units. Going from left to right, our 2 automotive-centered units that deliver systems for driver and cabin monitoring, or DMS, or interior sensing, if you like. In the middle, research instruments, which I represent today, and we deliver a state-of-the-art advanced head and eye tracker. Through research instruments, we also implement our technology in different industries to operate commercially on a daily basis. For example, pilot training or assistive technologies. Moving on to media analytics. Media analytics offers emotion AI software that detects human emotions from facial expressions. And finally, iMotions, who offer a multimodal software platform for visualization and analysis of biometric data. So iMotions gathers and synchronizes data from several sensors like EEG, heart rate, or GSR, as well as from eye trackers. And they can also include camera feeds from scene cameras or respondent cameras, as well as camera feeds for affective emotion detection. So research instruments developed the head and eye tracker SmartEye Pro over 2 decades ago. SmartEye Pro is a carefully crafted tool for education, practice, advanced interactions, and future insights. It consists of premium hardware components coupled with our proprietary software. The performance in extreme environments is unique. SmartEye Pro tracks where no other system can. It's used in research studies in many different fields and ordered both by commercial as well as academic customers. You see some of our customers here. Many more aviation entities use this tool since many years. So just briefly, what do we mean by eye tracking? So head and eye trackers ultimately deliver measurement data of the head and the eyes. If you include a 3D world model, also data related to objects such as instruments or mirrors are included in the output. Our solution consists of both hardware and software. Cameras and infrared flashes are mounted in front of the pilot or a driver or a subject, and forward video of the upper body to a PC. The videos are processed in the tracking software and resulting data is forwarded onto a network to other applications. The head and eye tracker delivers raw measurement data in real time. This is the data you typically use in aviation research. The real-time data includes gaze intersection with objects. This is achieved without post-processing, enabled when using a 3D world model in which you can define a coordinate system and areas of interest. It looks something like this. So the SmartEye Pro has its own 3D world model with a coordinate system and ability to define multiple areas of interest. This means that you can virtually recreate any environment, for example, a cockpit, and this recreation is done inside the eye tracker. So as a result, in real time, the output includes the name of the AOI currently being viewed by the pilot, as well as the exact location of the gaze intersection within that AOI. So as an example, you can recreate a PFD, or if you model the accuracy well, you could instead make an object around the virtual horizon and separate AOIs around the speed tape or the altitude tape. The picture to your right shows a recreation of a Boeing 777 cockpit. As you can see, it's quite a comprehensive model of the reality. So you see objects representing screens inside the cockpit and panels, as well as windows of the aircraft. SmartEye's multi-camera system that we call SmartEye Pro is unique in many ways, and here are some of the most important features. So multiple cameras connect to one PC that runs one tracking algorithm and produces one data stream. You can connect up to 8 cameras, basically allowing you a 360-degree head and eye tracking. Cameras can be placed freely, both horizontally as well as vertically, and that allows you to track gaze accurately on, for example, upper panels or through windows in the floor in a helicopter. The camera lenses are exchangeable, so you can pick the one you need to track at the distance you want, and we can track up to 3 meters away, so the distance between the head and the camera can be 3 meters. We use a high-resolution camera that offers the possibility to zoom out, so to say, which provides a bigger head box. So that means that we can track pilots regardless of how they move in the seat. They never go out of the view of the cameras. So we already listed some of the output data earlier. All in all, there are more than 100 data fields that you can get out of the eye tracker. And last, you can take this eye tracker with you wherever you go. It includes IR flashes, so its own illumination system. The special combination of customized intensity and trigger scheme makes it possible to track indoors as well as outdoors. And you can track while you fly. In fact, SmartEye Pro is already flying in some of the research projects. In our experience, there are two main environments where eye tracking is used in aviation research, in the cockpit and in the air traffic control centers. In both cases, the trackers are used to gather insights into pilot and operator behavior for human factor research studies. Gaze direction and gaze intersection with objects are commonly looked at in HMI design studies and also operator training and performance studies. Pupil dilation, eyelid movement, and eye state are typically used for the detection of workload levels and drowsiness fatigue levels when studying an operator mental state. Studies are usually conducted in simulators, but our solutions have also been used in flying aircraft, as I mentioned before. I would say that the aviation in this industry is heavily invested in research with eye trackers. And they're looking at this technology as a means to help improve aviation and flight safety. Since several years, head and eye trackers are deployed in the daily aviation operations. So not just research, also operations. Eye tracking is an additional tool used by flight instructors, adding the pilot's gaze and scan pattern to the analysis and teaching toolbox of the instructor. The aim is to enhance training efficiency through, for example, adoption of correct behavior already early in the training process. These fully integrated solutions offer the instructor live feedback on pilot gaze behavior during flight session. Data is saved with all the other flight information and can be replayed and analyzed during the pilot instructor debriefing. At SmartEye, they had an eye tracking solution for the commercially integrated applications, consists of a slightly different technical offering and a different cost model compared to our platform for research studies, leading to an affordable business case for training centers and airlines. One example of eye tracking and daily training operation is the CAE RISE pilot training program. So an adapted version of the SmartEye eye tracking technology is integrated in the CAE RISE system. In the automotive industry, head and eye tracking is also used in daily operations. If you buy a BMW today, you have the option to enable a safety package that will warn the driver in case of drowsiness and inattention. These are the so-called DMS systems, driver monitoring systems. DMS will be mandatory in all cars produced in the EU from 2026, and other continents seem to adopt similar regulations. Already now, millions of cars sold have this feature enabled. A global rollout of head and eye tracking in automotive is ongoing. So why not, in that situation, ask a question? Do you believe that a similar function installed in aircrafts would increase flight safety? Could that be the next operational use case of eye tracking in aviation? Well, of course, we'll have to see. But I can tell you that we're already now working with big industry players towards that kind of integration. Let's look at some use cases where the SmartEye Pro research tool is used. So we're returning to the research field and some of the many examples where SmartEye Pro is deployed in research projects. This case is from the U.S. Naval Medical Research Unit in Dayton, Ohio. They inaugurated what is mentioned as a new generation simulator, enabling next-level realism to motion simulations. The so-called Kraken simulator is helping researchers gain a more complete understanding of motion-related factors in various moving vehicles. So for the first time in the history of aerospace medicine, fully realistic motion simulations can be created, which allow the exhaustive research necessary for a comprehensive understanding of spatial disorientation and other motion and acceleration-based phenomena. Here, accurate evaluation of issues like spatial disorientation, but also operational effectiveness and performance and safety are investigated. The main reason why the research unit is using SmartEye Pro is because of the freedom to move for the pilot or for the driver, and the modular setup of the tracker. So you can choose frame rate, the number of cameras you use, which lenses you use, and how many flashes you need for this research, all to customize the field of view to fit the environment perfectly. And also all the different data options available in SmartEye Pro. And last but not least, the ability to provide and maintain accurate head and eye tracking under extreme simulator movements and high gravitational losses. So moving on, we have a second use case here. This is on human performance, which is done by the University of the German Armed Forces in Munich, and it explores workload in the cockpit. The study group has designed a system that uses eye tracking data, speech, and flight control inputs to estimate the current activity and workload of the crew. As a second step, an adaptive associate system, or you could say an artificial crew member, uses the related workload information to automatically support the crew in optimizing their activity and mitigating high workload. To make sure that the eye tracker captures the necessary gaze data, it was important to deploy a high-performance tracker that provides a large field of view, high data availability, and live data forwarding. In addition, the tracker must be able to gather synchronized data from two pilots simultaneously. The university is working with several four-camera SmartEye Pro systems in both fixed-wing and rotary-wing simulators. A research group with Thales AVS in Paris has developed a prototype they call Humans. Humans can be used as a pilot training system and depends on SmartEye Pro to provide eye-tracking data. Their successful trials were done in a helicopter flight simulator. Helicopter pilots operate with an even broader field of view compared to commercial aircraft pilots. Therefore, Thales deployed a 5-camera smart airport system. So in the picture to your left, you can see the real-time view displayed on a tablet held by the instructor during the recording session or the flight session. On the top picture, you see a snapshot of the debriefing tool. So you see the pilot and the instructor together going through the different maneuvers in the session. This last case is from a lab at the Swedish Aviation Authority, Luftfartsverket, who, in cooperation with the Linköping University, did this study. And they were looking at HMI versus workload in relation to a remote tower air traffic control scenario. The challenge was to enable accurate remote eye tracking with 180 degrees field of view, and the team deployed 6 cameras to achieve that. So this is what you see in the lower picture here. And the operator is sitting to the left, or would be sitting to the left. Today's most common workstation probably look more like what you see in the top picture. And our customers use eye trackers for research also in this kind of ATC setup. More often, a two-camera system is used here, even though eye tracking must work on several screens. But our system can handle that as well. So looking a bit more into the safety topic here, we're not experts on flight safety, nor on pilot or operator psychology. When I talk about flight safety, I simply repeat what we learn from our customers. But fact is, both R&D departments and training centers use eye trackers to help pilot instructors more efficiently train pilots. We see this both in the research and in the daily aviation operations, indirectly and directly enhancing the pilot training processes. The aim is to create better pilots that handle critical situations both in the air and on the ground in a more efficient way. We also see that eye trackers used for HMI design help R&D departments to create interfaces that allow more efficient usage. So insights include how information can be placed in optimum locations, as well as displayed and visualized in ways that help an operator to quicker find crucial information and to minimize workload. Regulations dictate that air traffic control operators shall use tools to control potential drowsiness and fatigue. These can be slower processes, looking at the daily routine of operators both on and off duty. Head and eye trackers are so far widely used in research studies related to ATC operation. Studies include operator training and detection of operator performance, but they're also used to get instant analysis of mental state of an operator. Also here, the aim is to detect reduced operator performance and to be able to act on it to enhance flight safety. So to summarize, what we see as a provider of measurement systems is this. The use of head and eye trackers follows a path from basic to applied studies and research to proof of concept, and finally, the implementation of these tools into daily operations. We're not only seeing this in aviation. It happens in the automotive industry. It has happened in assistive technology and other areas. We're still early in the global rollout of the use of eye trackers for pilot training. It remains to be seen how this will spread to additional airlines. But from where we stand, it looks like the ongoing research is paving the way for commercial integration of head and eye tracking in several fields in aviation. So that concludes my input here. I thank you so much for your attention so far.
Okay, so great presentation, super fascinating. I do have a few questions to get us started. The first was on you had it up on the screen on remote eye tracking. So, mm-hmm. What is the significance of that? You know, remote eye tracking capability in aviation, and how might that contribute to the industry's advancements in safety training and human-machine interaction?
That's a good question. So at SmartEye, from the beginning, we had a so-called remote eye tracking system. That means that there is no hardware on the head of the subject or the pilot. We believe that, for example, a head-mounted eye tracker could potentially influence the study. So we've always had this remote approach where you place cameras away, and the benefit with that is that you can also hide the hardware, so it's not even visible.
And that maybe might answer a little bit this next question, What sets SmartEye apart from other eye trackers in the field? It sounds like maybe the remote capability is a big one, but is there anything else you would call attention to?
So there are other eye tracking systems which are remote, and bar trackers, I'm thinking of them. But what sets us apart is that we can create and we can model the field of view, since we have a single camera unit system with up to 8 cameras in one eye tracker. We can create a field of view which is, as I mentioned, either 360 degrees. Doesn't happen often, but it has. Mm-hmm. But we can also stack cameras on top of each other. So we have a vertical, we have a way to adopt the vertical field of view so we can track higher up and also to the sides. So that is one of the most important things, I think.
Awesome.
If I might add to that.
Go ahead.
The other thing also is our illumination scheme. So this system works outdoors just as well as indoors. So you can fly, you can drive the car outside in full sunshine, or you can go into a tunnel where you have shifting lighting conditions. And our illumination scheme sort of eliminates any problems that could occur based on varying ambient light.
Another question on the air traffic control use case. So can you share an example of how that is employed in training and how that contributes to safety?
Right. So in the scenario with an air traffic control operator, there are two main topics, as I had in my table. So it's about training the operator to be able to quickly learn how to use the information, to find the information. So this is related to the performance of the operator, basically. How well, how quickly does the operator work? And can we measure that? And can we set a rating on it so that we can compare different performance? You can compare novice versus expert, for example. But you can also notice a degradation of the same operator who initially might be alert, but at the end of the shift becomes tired, for example. And therefore operates differently. And this is something you could measure with the gaze. The second part is there is related to monitoring of mental state. So detecting that somebody is tired. And this is what we do in the cars today in the driver monitoring system. So you detect and measure based, for example, on eyelid movement speed, that's an operator becomes tired, and therefore the performance also could go down, and you could end up in situations where incidents happen. So it's a good way to if you can monitor the drowsiness or fatigue of an operator, and before something happens, act on it. So try to increase the alertness of the operator in some sort of way, or exchange an operator.
Okay. Might eye tracking add value in EVTOL, so EVTOL pilot operations, so faster than perhaps civil, as regulations and safety standards are only evolving?
We are of the opinion that any pilot training process will benefit from the use of eye trackers, because you can train things like gaze pattern or gaze behavior based on a certain maneuver and the gaze behavior that should be in a specific way. So the tools today, which I mentioned, for example, Newman's from Thales, mm-hmm. They have a preset behavior that is related to the session and the maneuver that you are supposed to fly. And during the flight session, the system registers and compares what's actually going on, how this particular pilot is looking. Mm-hmm. And that is then compared to how it should be. And this also allows you to rate different pilots' behavior. And so the way you can use that in training is, first of all, of course, to point out that, well, you should have done this kind of behavior. You should have looked here at this time in this specific maneuver, but you didn't. But you can also create a rating system where you sort of compete against yourself. So you can, during the training, learn more and more, and you perform better and better. And you can, if you can measure it, then you can do that kind of rating and comparison.
Great. Which is the best camera position, in front of the cockpit or better at the sides to avoid driver distraction? Great question.
Driver distraction. So what is important is that the camera can see into the face. If you have a clear view on into the eyes, when it comes to distraction, driver distraction, that is when, for example, the driver is not looking at the road, right? So texting, you're looking down, you don't know what's going on in front of the car. So in order to capture the gaze, you probably should have two cameras on each side of the steering wheel, ideally in the research situation. Practically, so far, the DMS systems, as far as I'm informed, they have one camera only, which is located in the cluster or on the steering column. So the quick answer is simply place the camera in front of the driver.
Another question: does SmartEye provide tools for syncing eye tracking with other data streams?
Yes. So the eye tracker itself, so the SmartEye Pro system, has the initial data field, which allow you to timestamp and set frame numbers, which enables a synchronization. We can do this in different ways. So it's always possible to have synchronized data coming out of the eye tracker. When you say syncing with other devices, then yes, we have iMotion's software, which I mentioned as well. So as a second step, so if you take the data out of the eye tracker and bring it into the iMotion software, and there then connect additional sensors, perhaps biometric sensors like EEG or heart rate, then the iMotion's analysis tool does this synchronization of multiple sensors. Hence, they call it the multimodal platform.
So for organizations interested in working with eye tracking, what's the process like in collaborating with SmartEye?
There are different ways. So it depends on which organization and what they are looking to do. So at Research Instruments, our customers typically do research. Mm-hmm. It could be commercial R&D departments, it's universities. So we are in many different labs around the world doing this. We typically get in touch and we talk about the goal or the problem that the customer has, and we find a solution that would speak to that issue, and we agree on moving forward if we have the proper solution. If not, we try to find someone else who has. So in a way, Research Instrument, we were the first unit. Most questions come directly into Research Instruments, and we then, if it's not for us, if it's a drowsiness situation or an OEM or something else for iMotions, for example, or for media analytics, we always forward that.
Yeah. I'm going to squeeze in one more question and then we're going to wrap. So as we look ahead, could you share any insights that you have onto the future vision of eye tracking in aviation? Are there any emerging trends or innovations that you foresee shaping the landscape in the coming years? Or do you have like a single takeaway that if nothing else, people remember one thing from today's presentation?
There are so many possibilities. aviation industry, of course, is not easy to, how should I put it, integrate new technologies. It takes a lot of time. We can see that things are moving. We have already a new technology with eye tracking, as I said, in pilot training. I think we will see pilot state monitoring coming next in the aircraft. Might take some more time. A similar monitoring should happen in air traffic control, I think, as well. Generally speaking, one takeaway is that generally, I think eye tracking will spread not only in aviation, in other industries as well, more and more. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as simple as how well do you think a touchscreen in a car works? Having an eye tracking operate, or using eye tracking to select things on a screen, is better than using the hand, I think. My personal opinion.
Perfect. All right. So that is all we have time for. I want to thank our presenter, Ulf, once again for making the time to share this with us today and all of you for attending. Hopefully this gave some clarity on some of the amazing work that SmartEye is doing. But please reach out to us in the meantime and follow us on social media, sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss our next virtual event. And thank you, everyone. And I hope you have a great rest of your day wherever you are in the world.
Thank you.